Hello and welcome to our program today. We hope you're having a great day, a mighty fine day. We hope that all is well in your life, and if you're not a Christian, all is not well in your life. If you're not attending the Church of Christ regularly, then we'd like to say to you, all is not well, but we hope that we can encourage you in any way that we can to be a faithful Christian and a loyal servant in God's army and attend the Church of Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Church of Christ, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, the very first church to be established in the world, and the only church. It's not only the first church, it's the only church that Jesus ever established. There are many churches in the world, but Jesus only established and built one church. And we're going to start our study today in Matthew 16, where Jesus makes that very statement. And I hope you'll follow in your Bible, Matthew chapter 16. We're going to read verse 18 and 19. Jesus was talking to Peter and his disciples, and he said to them in verse 18, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now in this passage of Matthew 16, 18 and 19, Jesus said that he would build the church. It's his church. He built the church. He says, "I will build my church." And so the church is not only built by Jesus, but Jesus is the owner of the church. It is his own personal possession. But we also notice in the reading of this passage that he only built one. He didn't say, "Upon this rock I'll build my churches." No, he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And he calls it the kingdom of heaven in verse number 19. The church of Christ and the kingdom of Christ is the very same institution. They're not different. And so sometimes we'll read about it being the household of God, 1 Timothy 3:15. Well, that's the church, and identifies it in that passage. Sometimes it's called the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Christ, as it is in Colossians 1 in verse number 13, he has translated us out of the power of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear son. And of course, he was addressing the church at Colossae, the church of Christ. Now, Jesus declared that he would build his church, one church. It would belong to him and he would build it. And he called it the kingdom, and he gave to Peter and the apostles the keys to the kingdom. They had the authority to open the church, and they did in Acts chapter 2, and we'll be reading that in a little bit. But also, not only did he say that he was going to build his church, he called it the kingdom, but he also said that and preached about the kingdom of God. Notice in Matthew 4 and verse 17, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" It was coming. The church was going to be established in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus. And so he preached repentance, and he preached the kingdom. And also notice Matthew 4 and verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel," that's the good news of the kingdom, "and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people." Now, Jesus said he would build his church and gave the keys, the authority to open the church to the apostles, but he also preached on it. I think that's significant. He preached that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. He preached concerning the gospel of the kingdom. And so there was a lot of preaching and teaching on the matter of the church or the kingdom. Furthermore, in Matthew 6 and 33, he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And so he said to seek it first. I'm the builder. I'm the owner. I am the proclaimer of the kingdom, and I am the proclaimer of the gospel of the kingdom. And he said to seek it first. Now, all of these things are very important, because this is how the church still exists today. It exists through preaching. It exists through us seeking it first. It exists today by us believing that Jesus built his church and that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Furthermore, the Bible also says that he commissioned his disciples to go preach about the kingdom. Notice Matthew 10, beginning in verse number 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He commissioned the preaching on it. Jesus himself did preaching on it. And when he selected his apostles, they did what Jesus did. Notice in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And so he continued to preach about the church. Now, the preaching of the church and the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom is very important. It's very important. And we want to understand it through the parable that Jesus told in Luke chapter 8. He told a parable about the sower. I know if you've read your Bible, you remember the parable of the sower. He talked about a man going out and sowing seed, and there was different kinds of soil, and some fell on the wayside soil. It was hard. Some of the seed fell in the stony places. Some of the seed fell among the thorns and the weeds, and some of the seed fell upon good ground. Now, he was asked to explain that parable, and this is what he said in Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse number 11. Now, the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. It is the word of God. Now, we're talking about the church of Christ. Let's don't lose focus. How does the church of Christ exist? It exists by the preaching of the gospel. The church of Christ is based upon the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of Christ. And Jesus likens it to a seed. Now, the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. What do they hear? They hear the teaching and the preaching concerning salvation and the church. Then verse 13 of Luke 8 says, "Then they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy." How did they hear the word? Well, they had somebody preach it to them. And then in verse 14 of Acts 8, "And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard," what did they hear? They heard the seed of the kingdom, the word of God. And then verse number 15 says, "But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit up with repentance." And so they hear the word of God, the gospel of Christ. They heard the truth of the Bible. They heard the seed of the kingdom. Now, you may remember what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where he said, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Again, we have the thought there of the planting of the Word of God, the watering of the Word of God. But it was God that gave the increase. And Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building." And so the seed must be planted. We must preach the word. And when you preach the word and someone obeys the word, they will become a Christian. They will become a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what the word of God will produce. It will produce one thing and one thing only, and that is a Christian. Now, there are altered doctrines. They don't produce a Christian. They will produce a denominationalist. They will produce an altered doctrine, such as the Roman Catholic doctrine. When you preach the Roman Catholic doctrine, it will produce a Roman Catholic. When you preach the Jehovah Witness doctrine, it will produce a Jehovah Witness. But when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, it will only produce one thing, and we'll get to that verse in just a little bit. But this is what Jesus wanted to happen. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them." Remember what we are teaching. We're teaching the gospel of the kingdom. What do when you hear the gospel of the kingdom? Well, they're baptized, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And so you teach the gospel. It contains commands. Whatsoever I have commanded you, teach them to obey that. Now, that's what we're doing this very moment. We're doing this very moment what God said to do. We're teaching the gospel. We're preaching the gospel right now. We are planting the seed of the kingdom of God. We're planting it as we preach this message right now. This is what God wants us to do. And so even right now, we're following the directions and the commands that God has given us. And so that's the work of the church. The work of the church is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now in Acts chapter 2, we will see that the apostles there on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem preached the word, and it produced disciples of Christ. Look at verse 1 of Acts 2. "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting," the apostles. "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And so that's the seed of the Word of God, the gospel of the kingdom. They begin to speak the gospel, and they told those people that you've crucified Jesus Christ. He was spoken of in the Old Testament. This is who David talked about. They preached that. They said in verse 36 of Acts 2, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." You crucified the one the Bible talked about. The Old Testament prophets spoke of him. David spoke of him. You've crucified him. They were planting the seed of the kingdom. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart." They planted the seed in the heart. "And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. He was planting the seed of the word of God. With many other words, the Spirit was giving them utterance. They were planting the seed of the kingdom. This is what we're to do today. And this is how the system works. Verse 41, Then they that gladly received the word was planted in their hearts. They gladly received the word. They were the good soil in the parable of Luke chapter 8. There were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and with many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. The word was planted in their hearts, and it began to produce fruit, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. The word of God was planted in their hearts. They believed it. They repented of their sins. They were baptized, and they began to produce the fruit that the Bible teaches them to produce. Verse 47, praising God, that was a fruit, and having favor with all of the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So the church was started in Jerusalem. We're reading it for ourselves right now. And so that's when the church began in Jerusalem. Furthermore, the church also spread and went to Samaria. Notice in Acts chapter 8, the Bible talks about a great persecution scattering the people in Jerusalem, the church in Jerusalem, and they began to go in different places. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Notice Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. You know what that means? They were planting the seed of the kingdom. That's what has to happen. And that's what we want to happen. That's what God designed to happen. For all of us to preach the gospel. We're doing that right now. And then it says in verse 5, Then Philip went down into the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. That was preaching the word. He was preaching Christ. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Hearing, they were hearing the gospel and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And to him they gave regard because that of a long time he bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching, what was he doing? He was doing what Jesus did. He was doing what Jesus commissioned his apostles to do, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized. Both men and women. Now you'll notice here in Samaria, they did the very same thing that they did in Jerusalem. They were baptized. They heard the word and they were baptized. Not only did they do it, but the man they thought was the power of God, he also did it. Simon did it. Verse 13, Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. That's how the kingdom of Christ or the church of Christ, that's how it exists in the world. It exists in the world through doing what Jesus did. Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom of God. The church began in Jerusalem, and the same church also began in Samaria by the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. It also happened to the man of Ethiopia later in Acts chapter 8. Verse 34 of Acts 8 says, "And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speak the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. That was planting the seed, the preaching of the gospel. And the response is the same. In Jerusalem, they that gladly received his word were baptized. In Samaria, they that received and believed were baptized. Here this man from a foreign country, Ethiopia, he hears the word of God. We're talking about the Church of Christ today and how the Church of Christ continues to exist today. You know, this same thing happened in the chapter 10. Cornelius, first Gentile to be converted. Notice Acts 10 and verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. They had heard the gospel. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because it owned the Gentiles, also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And so we're talking about how the Church of Christ comes to exist in the world. It exists through the planting of the seed of the Word of God. That takes preaching and that takes teaching. And so the same seed, the same gospel, all of it included, the act of baptism. I want to jump over here to Acts chapter 18. The same thing happened in the city of Corinth. Notice this. Verse 1 of Acts 18. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. What did he do down there in Corinth? Well, he preached the word. It says in verse 4, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath day and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. Notice that's the preaching. He testified. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go to the Gentiles. And he departed thence and entered to a certain man's house named Justus, one who had worshipped God in his whole house and joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord and all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. They were preaching the word of God in Corinth. That's why Paul said, I preached the gospel to you. I preached to you what I've also received. And he preached how that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again, and they had received that gospel, and they had believed the gospel, but been saved by the gospel, and were standing fast in the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. It was the seed of the kingdom. The seed of the kingdom is the word of God. And the Church of Christ exists when the seed of the kingdom is preached and proclaimed. And we need to understand that. There's only one church. Notice all those people did the same thing. They heard the gospel. They believed the gospel. They were baptized. You know, denominations today want to take baptism out of the gospel. You can't do that and have the gospel. You cannot change the word of God. I appreciate you hearing this message today. You have heard the seed of the kingdom. You've heard the preaching of the kingdom today. I hope that you will understand it. There's more to say. We've got more to say. I hope that if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you will seek out a Church of Christ in your community and seek to attend the Church of Christ and ask them to study with you that you might become a member of the Church of Christ, that the seed might be planted in your heart. Thank you for listening, dear friend. Hope you have a wonderful day today. God bless you, and we hope to see you again. Take care.